Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode of Canada Land is brought to you by Douglas, a mattress that is trusted by more than 200,000 Canadians from coast to coast to coast. It's a great mattress at a very reasonable price point. Comes with a 20-year warranty and a great deal for our listeners. Douglas is giving you a free sleep bundle with each mattress purchase. Get the sheets, pillows, mattress, and pillow protectors free with your Douglas purchase today. Visit douglas.ca/CanadaLand to claim this offer. That is douglas.ca/CanadaLand. This episode of Canada Land is brought to you by the Center for Addiction and Mental Health, CAMH. There is an incredible facility right here in downtown Toronto that is helping on the front lines and is doing incredible innovative research. They are a facility that treats everybody with dignity, and they need your help. May 6th to 12th is Mental Health Week. If this matters to you, help CAMH. There's no better place for your resources. Go to CAMH.ca/CanadaLand and donate now. Help CAMH treat addiction and build hope.
So right now, where are you and what do your surroundings look like?
I'm in our office right now. I have a view of I guess the view outside is, if you look really far into the distance, you can see downtown Toronto. I'm in Mississauga. Downtown Mississauga, if you could even call it a downtown, but I guess it's kind of a downtown. I can see Burnham Thorpe Street. It's completely empty except for one cyclist. I can see some forests. I can see the little lake, or I guess it's more like a creek.
And what's the most abnormal thing you've done recently? Abnormal or unusual?
I guess like a positive abnormal and unusual thing I did was propose to my girlfriend, which was pretty cool.
Muscle tough.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's not something someone does every day. And that's something I really want to do again. And I don't think I ever will. but yeah, no, that was, that's the most unusual thing I've done recently, for sure.
How did you do that in the context of all of this?
What I did was, I told her a white lie that I heard about this burger place called Rudy, that it opened a new spot on the Danforth in Toronto's East End, which is true. But I told her that there was a big discount on burgers because they just opened this new spot. And we love these burgers. And there's a really nice park nearby called Riverdale East Park. And so I told her, hey, let's get some burgers. Let's go to the park and we can just take in the view, because you get an amazing view of downtown Toronto from this park.
Yeah.
And so she was up for it. She got dressed up. Usually she's just kind of, you know, in casual clothes at home, because we've both been at home 99% of the time. So I said, let's make it a date. Once we got to the park, I said, you know, I'm going to get the burgers delivered right to us. And she's like, oh, wow, that sounds great. And so I'd actually enlisted some of my friends to sort of help me out with this. I told them, of course, you know, wear all your PPE, get your masks and your gloves. And I'd ordered a big bouquet of flowers that my friend had actually picked up for me. And so I had a couple friends who were at the park before we got there. And a friend of mine comes to the passenger side and knocks on the door. And my girlfriend looks really confused. And she's known him for years. He's one of my best friends. But he was wearing a mask and she couldn't really see him. And so he knocks on the door. She's like, what's going on? Is this, like, she knew it wasn't food delivery because he wasn't holding food. And so she's so confused. I basically just opened the door for her. And she's like, what are you doing? Like, what's going on? And so he hands her a card. Aww. And the card says, will you marry me?
Aww.
And so she just looks at me and she's like, yes. And I'm like, okay, slow down. So I tell her to, you know, get out of the car. And he hands her the bouquet. And so I proposed right in front of the park, and I had a bunch of other friends with video cameras and cameras all from like a safe distance, sort of, you know, recording everything and getting pictures and stuff. And it was really nice. And it was a cold day, which some would say would be a disadvantage. But frankly, the park is so popular, I picked a cold day, you know, because I wanted to make sure that there wasn't somebody like jogging while I'm trying to propose, right? So, I proposed in front of the park, had some friends record it. It was around sunset, so that was really nice. And then after that, we actually did get some Rudy burgers. So pretty good day.
What's something that gave you pleasure today?
I think that, like, I'm taking in a lot of information because of my job. Like, I'm working at Yahoo Finance, covering markets as an editor, and so I'm constantly reading, mostly about the business side of how this pandemic is sort of panning out, but also the non-business stuff. And I mean, I am encouraged by the fact that slowly but surely our numbers are going down, and I don't know if it's the right thing to return back to normalcy anytime too soon, but I am glad to see that things are starting to slow down and that things are starting to get better. It's making me a little bit more hopeful.
You mean number of infections?
Yeah, number of infections, number of cases are going down, and it's promising, right? And I'm just hoping that we continue to be patient so that when we come back, we can come back without any sort of deep regret. So I guess that's what's making me happy today.
What's been your most selfish deed or thought during this whole thing?
Oh, gosh. Obviously, the hospitals are pretty much locked down, right? And only for people who really need to be there. And that's how it should be. There have been so many times during this pandemic where I've just wanted to sort of almost lie and sort of sneak into the hospital in Brampton, Ontario, where my grandma has been for a couple of years and visit her. Because that's been really hard to not see her. And yeah, I mean, obviously I would love to see her and spend time with her and you know, update her on things like, you know, my engagement and things like that. But it's obviously not the right thing to do, even if I somehow could find my way into the hospital. That's something where I'm really missing it. And I've always thought, you know, if there was some way I could get in, I wish I could, but I know it's not the right thing to do. And I haven't tried, but I wish I could see her, of course.
That's like the sweetest possible and conceivable answer to the question. I mean, selfish thoughts. I want to see my grandmother more.
I mean, to not make myself sound too good.
No, but that's you. That's who you are. That's wonderful.
I appreciate that. But I mean, I've also wanted to be eating out at restaurants again and,
yeah, of course,
you know, wandering grocery stores like I usually do and all these things. And like, I haven't had a chance to do that. So.
And what's something that you think might never be the same after this?
I've been reading a lot of Jane Jacobs recently, and it's such an interesting topic because I think that there's always been this push-pull in places like where I am in Mississauga, right, which has always been a majority single-family home kind of city. And where I am is a place where there's literally unlimited densification in the downtown core. We're going to have a huge tower just down the street from where I am. And I think that a lot of people are attributing so much of sort of the spread of this virus to density. I don't know if that's really fair or whether that really makes sense, but I do think that a lot of people are jumping at that. And I've seen lots of cases for sort of being more spread out, for being more suburban, because if you're too close, you're going to spread infections. And in the future, to future-proof, we should not be dense.
I mean, that's a really good point. I mean, obviously, there's no question that density has been blamed, you know, such as in Manhattan or New York. But I mean, as many people have pointed out, some of the places that have most effectively handled the pandemic have been like Hong Kong and Taiwan, South Korea, you know, some of the densest places in the world. And so there's no necessary link, but it's definitely easy to imagine people drawing the wrong lessons, or perhaps just the lessons that confirm whatever biases they may have already had.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think it's going to be a great time for confirmation bias. If you were ever against having a big condo or even a mid rise too close to your home, I think that this is going to be something people use as an argument for a long time. And of course, I mean, you can cite Hong Kong and Seoul and Taiwan as people should, but I do think a lot of people are going to use this to confirm their belief that maybe that tower shouldn't go up. Maybe it should be somewhere else. Right. So we'll see.